Today's daf is Yud Bet. We're going to start at the very five last words on Yud Aleph on the Bet. Just before we start, someone asked a question reminding me that I forgot to mention. When you do the Ibor Shana with 3 to 5 to 7, so the Gemara seemed to indicate that that was when there wasn't full agreement, it wasn't unanimous. So there's a debate about if it was unanimous, do you need all seven anyway, or do you not need all seven? Okay, from what I recall, there's a debate about it. But it's more likely that you do need all seven, even if it's unanimous. Which seems to work with, you know, the Nasi had to appoint them, and there was a whole procedure done. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Eima abrinat hashana b'shnei ra'avon. When there's a famine, we don't add a month. Why? Because we're concerned that, again, this issue of chadash. Every time you push off the month, it means that they're not going to be able to eat from the new wheat. So if there's a famine, it's going to make people all the more, there's going to be even less for them to eat. And therefore, we don't push off the new month. We don't add a new month. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, and here's a braita. Rebbe Omer, v'ish ba mi baal shalesha, v'yavo li'ish Elohim, v'yavi li'ish Elohim, lechem bikurim. Sorry, there's a few different nuskhaot here. Let me look in the Torah or. He comes from Baal Shalisha. Okay, this is in the time of Elisha. V'yavei li'ish Elohim lechem bikurim, esrim lechem se'orim, v'karmel b'tziklono. V'yomer, and then he says, Elisha says, chain la'am v'yochelu. Go give it to the people and they will eat. So, a few things about this. Okay, they're going to darshan this. V'ein lecha kala b'chol eretz Yisrael v'ashel perotea yoter mibal shalisha. Now, it happens in the Quran, they say, we don't really know where this place is. But according to the Gemara, they knew what this place was, and they said it's the best place where things ripen the quickest. Okay, so Elisha came from there. Va'af al pichen, and even so, lo bikra ela min echad. Obviously, they're going to say from the Pasuk, only one min was ready at the time. Okay, how do we know what the, right? Because it says, they took lechem se'orim, right? It's a lechem bikurim, esrim lechem se'orim. So now they say, shema tomar chitim. You might have thought maybe it was also chitim. Talmud lomar, se'orim. No, the Pasuk tells you it was se'orim, which means that the chitim weren't ripe yet. Shema tomar lefnei omer. Maybe you'll say this all happened before the omer. Talmud lomar, tein la'am v'yochelu. Achara omer haya. So we can understand from there that it was after the omer. Okay, which means otherwise, right, they wouldn't be allowed to be eating from it, right? Because he says, Tein la'am v'yochelu, everyone can eat from it. So, and as they took from the new crop, the bikurim of the se'orim, which means it was before the omer, they would be able to eat it, right? Maybe they could take it, make bread, but they couldn't eat it. So obviously they could eat it, which means it was after the omer. Emor me'ata, ru'uyai ta'u ta'shana shetit aber. What can we derive from here? Well, if the chitim weren't ripe, but the se'orim were ripe, only the se'orim were ripe, nothing else. Which means that potentially this was a year that it was very early in the season, and they could have potentially added another month, because generally we do it so that the omer, right, one of the things was that the omer, the stuff for the chitim, for the omer, would ripen. And here they weren't ripe yet. So what can we infer from here? Mipnei ma lo ibra Elisha, sheshnat batzoret hayta, v'ayu akol ratzin lebeit hagranot. Okay, and it says there that there was a Rav, and therefore we infer that since there was a Rav, and since he could have intercalated the year and didn't, therefore what do we learn? That we don't add an extra month in a shnat batzoret.
Maybe I missed something. I'm confused.
Yeah.
They're talking about by Pesach and the Omer, but don't they have to add it much earlier than that? I mean, don't they have to
add what?
The month.
Yeah, but they can calculate already what they know what the crops are up to now, what they will be up to later.
I'm not in touch with the agricultural stuff.
Right. At the end of Adar, they could figure out. Yes, that's the assumption. Yeah.
Because we're not talking about adding it in the Omer or in Pesach.
No, we're definitely not. No, you definitely can't add it on Pesach, and we're going to talk about this also. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Eima brinat hashana lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Okay, you can't do it early in the year, okay, before Rosh Hashanah. You might think, what kind of craziness is this? But thinking about, we all know, right, you can tell by the calendar whether you're going to need a leap year the following year, because it depends how early the Chagim come out, right, and how early everything gets. So in theory, they could have done it in advance, but, okay, you don't do it before Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed. That's too early. V'imi brua eina meuberet. And if you did it before Rosh Hashanah, it would not be meuberet. Now, you might wonder, why would they do it so early? But now they say, ah. Aval mipnei adchak ma'abrino ta'achar Rosh Hashanah miyad. Ba'af al pi she'en ma'abrin ela adar. Okay, so now they're telling you, you can do it immediately after Rosh Hashanah. Mishat adchak. What's a shat adchak? The assumption is, let's say there's enemies and you're worried that you won't be able to congregate the rabbis together, or there's gzeirot where they won't let the rabbis sit together, and you have a window of opportunity to do it, so you can do it only after Rosh Hashanah and only to add Adar. You don't add any other month. Okay, there's a debate about why exactly this is. Some people say, you know, you want to have the months kisidran, and even they say it's gzeirat hakatuv, because in Esther it says, usually gzeirat hakatuv we say about the Torah, but in Esther it says, who adar hu chodesh ne'masar, that Adar has to be the 12th month, so you can't start adding an extra Nisan, or an extra, well, obviously Nisan wouldn't work, but an extra Tishrei, let's say, if you did it after Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Ini, is that really true, that you can't do it before Rosh Hashanah? V'hasha chule l'rava. Okay, here's a great story. This is going to be all in code. Okay, we're going to have a story in code that they passed along. Obviously, the Romans were, you know, there were issues, so they passed this story in code. Zug ba mi rakat, a group of two people came from Rakat, which is a code name for Tveria. V'tfaso nesher, that means the nesher was the Roman government, okay, captured him. Ubi adam dvarim hanasa beluz. And in their hands were things that were done in Luz, that were made in Luz. Umaynihu, what are these things? Tchelet. Okay, they say, in other words, they had tchelet with them, okay, for their tzitzit. In other words, they were captured, basically, it sounds like, because they had tchelet. I think that's how I read the story. Bizchut harachamim ubizchutam, okay, because of God and his rachamim, okay, and because of the zchuyot they had. Yatzu b'shalom, okay, they got out in peace. In other words, they were captured, but they were able to escape. Okay, these are the people who came from Nachshon. Who comes from Nachshon? Right, David. It's from the family of David, and we're going to assume. Sorry, from the family of Yehuda. We really mean, right? And we're going to assume that it's the Nasi. Okay, so the Nasi bikshu l'gboa natziv echad. They wanted to make a new month. The Natziv is the month. We're going to talk about how you get the Natziv as a month. V'lo hinichan edomi halaz. And the Edomim ha'elu lohi nichum. You see the laz and the luz. A little bit of play on words here. Aval ba'alei asufot. Okay, this is a, we saw this before. They darshened pasukin kohelet, where ba'alei asufot refers to the Talmidei Chachamim, because they gather together to learn. So the Talmidei Chachamim ne'esfu, v'kav'u lo nitziv echad. And they actually, in other words, they wanted to do it, but they couldn't, the Nasi. But instead, the Talmidei Chachamim got together. They created this new month, B'yerach Shemet Bo Aharon HaKohen, which is the month of Av. Okay, so the whole thing was in code. If you don't know these things, you would never know what they were talking about. Okay, so now what do you see? They did it in Av, not in Rosh Hashanah. So what do they answer? Chashuvei Mechashvei Giluyei Lo Megalu. Okay, they calculated it and determined that they were going to do it, and actually said, we're doing a Shnati Bor, but they didn't tell the people. Now, what's the issue? Why don't you want to tell the people before Rosh Hashanah? Because what are we worried about? They'll forget. By the time you get to Adar, who's going to remember? It's too far away. After Rosh Hashanah already, you could say, okay, we're beginning the new year, and now you know for this year there'll be a new month, right? Think about it. If anything you know before the summer, right? By the time the summer is over, who can remember anything? So also in those days, apparently, and they didn't want to do it too far in advance. So here, it wasn't an issue of determining. Determining you could do in advance, right? And we're going to see in a minute that they even determined a few years in advance, which makes sense. It sounds strange according to this whole sugya, but it makes sense in light of what we do nowadays, right? We have a cycle. We know in advance how everything's going to come out. So it's just a matter of telling the people, because who's going to remember? Like if I told you right now that which years are going to be leap years, you'd never remember, right? You know, if I told you in advance. So my mashma dahai nitziv lishna diyarchu. Now they want to know, how do you know that nitziv is lashon of a month? Dichtivu lishlamo shneimasar nitzivim al kol Yisrael. V'kilkalu et hamelech ve'et beito chodesh b'shana. Okay, in other words, there were these 12 nitzivim on the people. They supported the people, everyone, 1 month of the year. Okay, so nitziv can compare to a month. So now they say, wait a minute, v'haktiv v'nitziv echad asher ba'aretz. There's another pasuk which seems to refer to the nitziv as there was one nitziv in the aretz, meaning all the time. Rav Yehuda v'Rav Nachman, so there's machloka Rav Yehuda v'Rav Nachman, what this one nitziv was. Chad amar echad memuneh al kulam. That guy was one who was in charge of everybody. And he was in charge of all the nitzavim. So it doesn't knock out. Nitziv is still the month. The nitzav is nitzav on all the other nitzavim, who each worked for a month. V'chad amar keneged chodesh ha'ibur. Maybe he was the guy in place so that if there was an extra month that year, he would do the extra month. Okay, so it doesn't knock out our proof that Nitziv is a month. Tana Rabbanan, Eim Abrina Tashana, Lo Mishana L'Chaverta, that means not this year for next year, Below Shalosh Shanim, Zoachar Zo. And you can't say, I'm going to make the next, right, we're going to see, it doesn't really mean the next 3 years, but I'm trying to remember if at this point they think it means 3 years in a row, okay, or 3 years, like for 3 years in advance. So I'm Rabbi Shimon. I guess right now they mean you can't make 3 years in a row leap years, which seems strange because why would you ever do that? Amar Rabbi Shimon, Maaseh Rabbi Akiva Shaya Chavush Bebeit HaSurim, Ve'iber Shalosh Shanim Zo Achar Zo. He was Ma'aber Shalosh Shanim Zo Achar Zo. So how could you say we can't do it, okay? And Rabbi Akiva was in jail. I guess they figured we don't know when we're going to see him again, right? Maybe they'll kill him, right? Remember, he was killed by the Romans. And therefore, they had him in advance determine the next three, right, the 3 years in a row. Samru Lo Misham Raya, what, you think that's a proof? Beitin yashvu v'kavu achat achat bizmana. In other words, he determined 3 years in advance, but again, not for this year, the next year, and the year after. He said, over the next 8 years, let's say, we're going to have 3 leap years, okay, and these are the years, but he wasn't koveh them, he just told them when to do them. The Beitin later sat and set them. So don't think that, in other words, you can't, I guess maybe even in the beginning they thought Shalosh Shanim Zoach Harzo means 3 years in advance, right? That, in other words, determine in advance the next 3 times in the calendar that you're going to do them. So again, don't worry from Rabbi Akiva because he didn't actually set them, right? He didn't do the procedure of Yibur Shana. He just told them when they should do it. It's more like advice. And then they themselves did it later. Okay, more considerations. Tana Rabbanan. Eim abrinat hashana lo b'shvi'it v'lo b'mosei shvi'it. Not in the 7th year because, right, make people not work their land another month or it's going to mess up all their crops, right? They really want to plant in the, right, it's hard in the Shemitah year not to be able to plant, right? You might think, oh, it's a nice vacation, get an extra month, you don't have to work your land. But really for the people who, this was their livelihood, it was really hard. V'lo b'mosei shvi'it, because again, you have this issue of the chadash. It's bad enough that during the Shemitah year they barely have what to eat. Now the following year they want to at least eat their new grains and they're going to have to wait an extra month. So not b'motzei shvi'it. Ematai regilin la'aber, when do they dafka do it? Erev shvi'it. Because on Erev shvi'it, then you want to allow them an extra month to plant before the Shemitah year, right? I always remember before the Shemitah year. Always quickly, what else can I plant in my garden quickly before the Shemitah year comes and it's going to be awesome. Shabbat Rabban Gamliel, Hayuma Abrim b'motzei shvi'it. But in Beit Rabban Gamliel, they dafka did it b'motzei shvi'it. Ubeplugta dahane tanai, and it's based on this machloket. Detanya, Eim mevi'im yerek michutzal aretz, v'rabotenu hitiru. Fascinating text. There's a machloket whether or not you can bring fruits, crops from other countries. Okay, now it is. It's quite common, but apparently in those days there was a big machloket about it. So what happens if you say you can bring yerek michutz la'aretz? Well, then you can be ma'aber motzei shvi'it because you say, oh, you don't have this grain from your crops. At least you'll get from chutz la'aretz. Okay, they don't talk about prices and how it's going to be much more expensive for people. But since you can bring from chutz la'aretz, no problem. But according to the opinion, why don't they allow yerek michutz la'aretz? So the assumption is that in chutz la'aretz, there's this concept of what we call tumat eretz ha'amim. We've learned this before, which is that they were gozer that all the land in chutz la'aretz is tamei because there was this understanding that the goyim didn't really bury themselves properly. Okay, the Yovdei Avodah Zarah specifically didn't have proper burial, in which case there were bones everywhere, in which case anytime there was dirt, maybe there's bones in the dirt. And now they're concerned that if you bring vegetables, what's going to come with your vegetables? You might bring dirt with them. And if you bring dirt with them, right, so that's the concern. Are we concerned that if you bring vegetables, afar is going to come with them and you're going to bring tumah into Eretz Israel? Or are we not concerned about that? Right, so.
Right, but a vegetable that would grow out of adama tumea doesn't absorb the tumah.
What do you mean?
Is a vegetable?
Oh, the vegetable itself tamei? No, yeah, the vegetable itself isn't tamei, I don't think. No. Of course, nowadays you have to wonder that all vegetables that grow here, right, there's everywhere they dig, they always find bones. So you got to wonder. This is dafka more of an issue in this country.
Also, they made a point of
and Jewish bodies, because remember, non-Jewish bodies, it's only exera of the tumah. We don't. There really isn't tumah. So the whole thing is a little rachok here, like it's exera and exera, right? And it's quite far. Okay, my benayu. Oh, so here I didn't read this. What's the difference between them? This we already explained. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah choshashin legushehen ikabenai. Right? The difference between them is, are we choshesh that they're going to bring a gush of adama with them, a clod of earth, or not? Tana Rabbanan. Eim abrinet hashana mipnea tum'a. Okay. If a lot of the people are tamei, do we say, oh, well, a lot of people are tamei, they're not going to make it for the Korban Pesach, so let's add an extra month. Now, you have to wonder what the deal is, because if we say, like before, that what, you can't do it in Nisan, well, how long are people tamei for? 7 days. So how could you know at the end of Adar, when you have still 14 days to go, that the people are going to be tamei? So either you could say maybe there was no mechatat until they get a para aduma, until they, you know, something happened. One interpretation I read was that the nasi, let's say, or the someone very important was very sick and was about to die. So they were worried that he would die before Pesach, and then the whole nation would have to come, because he's the nasi, and they'd have to come to his funeral, and everybody would come tamei. So some possibilities as to how they would know that 2 weeks in advance. But anyway, so now we're going to have this strange brighter, okay? Because something's not going to work so well here. We'll see. Okay, so it's actually a tosefta. And so the first opinion is you can't do it, okay? Let's just put this on the board. Tanakama says, okay, Eim Ma'abrin. Now, next shita, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma'abrin. You can. Okay, and the last sheet. Okay, we're going to get to the last sheet in a minute. With Rabbi Yehuda, we have another statement. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. B'masiv chizkiyahu melech Yehuda she'iberet hashana mipnei atumah u'bikesh rachamim al atzmo. Chizkiyahu melech was ma'aber shana because of the tumah. Okay, in his times, the people weren't really in the way of God, and he was trying to get everyone to do kapara, and he realized he didn't have enough time to get it all done, and that the people weren't going to be in Metaher Atzma ad Pesach. So according to this version of the story, and it doesn't say this in the text, but he wanted to push off Pesach, and then he did. He pushed off, okay, he added another month. Ubikesh rachamim al atzmo. And then he asked for rachamim. In other words, this wasn't the right thing to do. Now, there's a bit of a problem here because Rabbi Yehuda said, dafka ma'abrin. And then he brings the story with Chizkiyahu, okay, right, where Chizkiyahu did it, right, and it was bad that he did it. Okay, so there's something wrong here. We're going to get to it later. Dichtiv, how do we know that this is what happened? Kim rabbi ta'am rabat me'afraim u'menashe yisacharu zvulun lohi taharu ki achlu et ha'pasach bilo kakatuf. Okay, so now, how did they darshan this pasuk? They ate the Pesach below kakatuv. What does it mean, below kakatuv? Without, not the way it was written in the Torah. In other words, he changed something. He changed, what did he change? Ah, it must be, he changed the month. He pushed off Pesach. It really wasn't supposed to be then, because he's really not allowed to be ma'abir mipnei atumah. In which case, they did the Pesach in the wrong month, because really, it was supposed to be the right month, and he did it in the wrong month, and changed it improperly. Kihit palach is kiaw alehem lemar Hashem hatov yichaper baad yichaper baad. Okay, so then and then he prays for kapara. Okay, we'll stop here with the story. We'll get back to the story soon. Rabbi Shimon Omer im mipnei atuma ibruha meuberet, which sounds like, right? What does it sound like? Rabbi Shimon saying you shouldn't do it, but ein ma'abrin, but right ein lachatchila. Okay, but if you did it b'di'eved, right, b'di'eved, it's okay. Set up. Okay. Now, we're going to have to deal with this some problems here. Mipnei elam, so now, according to him, elam mipnei ma bikesh rachamim al atzmo. So what was the issue with Chizkiyahu? If en lachatzchila, but b'di'eved, it's okay, so you don't need kapara for that. So what was wrong with what he did? She'em abrin ela adar v'hu iber nisan b'nisan. Okay, the assumption is there's two ways of reading this. Either he added another month of Nisan, or he added it once Nisan had already come in, and then he added Adar. In other words, Nisan came in, and then he said, oh, wait, we have all these Tamei people, let's push it off a month. And it was too late at that point. Rabbi Shimon, here's a second option as to what Chizkiyahu did wrong. He encouraged the people. What happened? According, we're going to get now into this machloket. What's the issue about Tumah? Okay, there's two approaches to Tumah. There's Tuma B'tzibur. If most of the people are Tmeim, we've learned this in the past, what do we say? You're allowed to bring Korbanot if most of the Tzibur is Tameh. Now, if that's the case, there's two ways of looking at it. Either you say Tuma Hutra B'tzibur, meaning it's totally Mutar. It's like not even, there's no Tuma. It's as if it doesn't exist. Or do we say Truma Dechuya B'tzibur? That means the Tuma is pushed off. It's still there. It's just we can override it. Okay, so there's a lot of nafkaminas between it. We're going to get into some of them today. So now the issue is, Chizkiyahu said, well, the people are all Tameh, so let's push it off and they can do Pesach Sheni. Not that he said, let's add another month. Don't do Pesach Rishon, do Pesach Sheni, but that was wrong. Because you only do Pesach Sheni if you're Tameh and you can't go to the Mikdash on Pesach Rishon. But these people were allowed to go to the Mikdash on Pesach Rishon because Tumah, either Hutra or Dechuya, it doesn't matter which one, but they were allowed because the whole Tzibur was Tameh, or the majority of the Tzibur was Tameh. Okay? So, now we're going to go into detail into all these issues. Amar Mar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ma'abrin, Alma Itle Rabbi Yehuda Tumah Dechuya Hu B'Tzibur. If he says you can be ma'aber the shana, then what are you saying, basically? You're saying that truma is dechuya. If you say it's hutra, then it's mutar legamre, and there's no point to do ibor shana. But if it's dechuya, then still you could say, well, it's true, truma is dechuya, and we could actually bring the Korban Pesach, but better to do it when there's no truma at all. Okay? So better, let's push off the month another, let's push it off another month. So, it must mean he holds Tumah Dechuya. But HaTanya, but there's a Braita where we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Okay, where do we hold this? And that's going to be a contradiction with Rabbi Yehuda. We haven't even gotten to the contradiction within his own words in the story, in the Braita. We'll get to that soon. Now we're going to talk about the Tzitz. The Tzitz was this thing that the Kohen Gadol wore, right? It's the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and maybe it's a Kodesh LaHashem, I think it's a Kodesh LaHashem. He would wear it on his forehead, but he didn't wear it on Yom Kippurim. And what would the tzitz do? It would be mitaher on the it would be mechaper on the tum'ah. If anything was done b'tum'ah, it would give kapara. So tzitz, ben sheyeshno al mitzcho, uben sheeno al mitzcho, whether he's wearing it on his forehead or he's not wearing it on his forehead, miratzeh. It works no matter what. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Odo Mitzcho Miratzeh, Ein Odo Mitzcho Eino Miratzeh. It only works if it's on his forehead. If he's not wearing it and it's sitting on the side, it doesn't work. Okay, this is like those, the category of those magic hocus pocus things, right? How did they work? Okay. Amar Le Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon says to Rabbi Yehuda, Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim Yochiach, Sheino Mitzcho Miratzeh. On Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear the tzitz. And it obviously still works, because, right, and we don't have any issues of Tumah, right? So therefore, it obviously must work. So therefore, proof that it works, even if it's not on his forehead. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, hanach li Yom HaKippurim, shetumah hutra b'tzibur. He says, on the Yom HaKippurim, you don't even need the tzitz, because we're doing avodat tziburit. He's taking the Tumah hutra b'tzibur to a bit of a different place. But we're doing avodah, communal work. If there's any Tumah, it's going to be hutar, because we don't, it's not even there. You don't even need the tzitz. Now, if it was dechuya, you'd still want the tzitz to be mechaper, whatever it was. Yes, you can do it anyway, but there is tumah there. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the tumah is hutra legamrei. Here we said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, better to push off the month, because there is still some tumah there, even if it's a void, you know, you can override it, but better not to. So, now the Gemara says, wait a minute, but if you're asking that question, already the Braita itself doesn't make any sense. Because Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ma'abrin, V'amar Rabbi Yehuda Ma'aseh B'chizkiyahu HaMelech Shibar Et HaShana Mipnei HaTumah B'kesh Rachamim Al Atzmo. Which means, you can't be Ma'aber. So there's a problem bichlal with this shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara, in order to answer all the questions of Rabbi Yehuda, says like this. Elach Yisura Mechasra V'hachi Katani. We misunderstood the Braita. This is the way the Braita should really read the Tosefta. Eim Abrin Et HaShana Mipnei HaTumah V'imibrua Me'uberet. Okay, which sounds like Tanakama is saying what we have Rabbi Shimon saying, right? This becomes Tanakama. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eina Me'uberet. Rabbi Yehuda changed from Abrin to the opposite, Eina Me'uberet, which matches now the story of Chizkiah. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda, and then he brings the story of Chizkiah, which matches his Shita. And then you have Rabbi Shimon. So then they say, wait a minute, Ihachi, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Emipnea Tumah Ibrua Me'uberet, Hainu Tanakama. Then Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama are saying the exact same thing. So Amarava lechatchila ikabenayu. One of them says lechatchila, even lechatchila you can do it, which would end up being one of them says what we thought Rabbi Yehuda's shita was, and one of them says, right, it sounds like Tanakama would say b'di'eved it's okay, but not lechatchila, and Rabbi Shimon would switch to saying even lechatchila it's okay. Okay, so we still have the same three shitot, it's just who said what switches around entirely, right? Everybody gets something new here. Tanya Namihachi, here's another brayta to support that. Aim abrin et hashana mipnei atuma lechatchila. Rabbi Shimon omer ma'abrin, right? You can do it even lechatchila. Ela mipnei ma bikesh rachamim al atzmo. Right, so again, why did Chizkiyahu get rachamim? It's the same story here. She'aim abrin ela adar v'hu iber nisan b'nisan. Okay, that's the what we saw him saying in our brayta also. But now the difference is that here it says that Rabbi Shimon says, even lechatchila, you can be ma'aber shana. El amar mar, she'aim abrin ela adar v'hu iber nisan b'nisan. So now they say, so we understand that Chizkiyahu did this. If you explain Rabbi Yehuda, so why did he do it? Because of the Tumah issue. But if he just made a mistake and did Nisan b'Nisan, right? Meaning, let's say, he decided once it was Nisan already, I want to add an extra Adar. So, what was he thinking? Chizkiyahu knew the halacha. But lately, l'chizkiyahu, chodesh hazeh lachem, zeh Nisan, ve'en achir Nisan. In other words, right? Once it's Nisan, it's Nisan. You can't start making another month Nisan, or you can't start changing the months around. Ta'a b'dishmuel. He was confused about this halacha that Shmuel said. Da'amar Shmuel, aim abrin et hashana b'yom shloshim shel adar. Ho'il v'ra'oi l'kavo nisan. Shmuel had this halacha that when it's the 30th day of Adar, which could potentially be the first day of Nisan, depending on whether you've seen the new moon or not, that's already considered Nisan and you can't be ma'aber shana. So what did Chizkiyahu do? He didn't know that, right? He thought it was okay. So on the 30th day of Adar, he realized we were going to have a problem. And he decided to be Ma'aber Shana on the 30th day of Adar. So it wasn't really Nisan yet, but it was already Ra'oi L'Kavo Nisan. V'iyu Savar Ho'il V'Ra'oi Lo Amrinan. Right, he said, I don't hold that Ho'il V'Ra'oi L'Kavo Nisan. You know, you can't do it. He didn't say that. Tanya Namihachi, here's a brayta to support this. Eim Abrinat Hashana, to support Shmuel's reading. Eim Abrinat Hashana B'yom Shloshim Shel Adar Ho'il V'Ra'oi L'Kavo Nisan. So not only did Shmuel say it, but there's a brayta to support what Shmuel said. Okay, that you can't decide on the 30th day of Adar, right? It's too late at that point. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Now we're going into the last part of that. The last shita we saw, okay, there were three shitot about whether Ma'abrin, Eim Abrin, or you can't lechatchila, but b'di'evit you can. But then there were three shitot also within that about what Chizkiyahu did. So the first one was Rabbi Yehuda, who said he pushed off because of the Tumah, which was wrong, right? We have Rabbi Shimon, who said what he did wrong was he did it on the 30th day of Adar. Now we're going to have a third shita, which is Hesit Yisrael Asap Pesach Sheni. So Hechidami. So again, we have to figure out what was Chizkiyahu thinking, okay? When he said, well, don't do Pesach Rishon because you're all Tmeim, do Pesach Sheni. When Tumah Hutra or Dechuya, it doesn't matter, they should all be allowed to do Pesach Rishon. So Amar Rav Ashi, Kigon Shayu Yisrael Mechze Tmeim Umechze Torim. Okay, it was exactly 50-50. Now, Tumah Lo Hutra, unless it's majority. You have to have the majority of the people Tmeim. So it's 50-50. V'nashim Mashlimot L'Torim V'odfot Alehen. What happened? If you add the women to the picture, then more of the women were Torot, so the majority were Torim. So he thought, count the women in which case, majority are Torim, we can't say Tumah Hutra, so we have to push, you know, everyone has to do Pesach Sheni. Meikar Savar Nashim Berishon Chova. He thought that Nashim, there's a machloket in Pesachim, we actually paskin that it is Chova for Nashim, Korban Pesach, there's a machloket in Pesachim, whether it's Chova or Rishut. So he thought Nashim Berishon Chova. Right, so he thought the miutam were tmeim, and therefore the miut is going to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Ulevasof savar, but eventually, then when it turns out he was wrong and he realized his mistake, nashim berishon reshut, dehavelu tmeim ruba, which means if you get rid of the women who are toorim, you end up with the majority tmeim veruba lo mitzchu lePesach Sheni. And that was what he did wrong, because he pushed them off to Pesach Sheni, but really they were the rov. So now we see the Chizkiyahu wasn't so bad what he did. He made a mistake, right? He made a mistake about the psak, right? Psak halacha. Was it nashim chova or reshut? What's interesting about this is we actually paskin nashim chova. So obviously whoever wrote the sugya thought that nashim were reshut, and that's why he sided this way. Korban Pesach, but Afena Yuboto Anes, so that includes them in. True, but I don't know, right? I don't remember the machloket there as to why it's Chovar Rishut. I don't remember the day out there. I know it comes up with Afena Yuboto Anes specifically by Arba Kosot, but I don't remember the diyun about the Korban Pesach, and I didn't look it up. Okay, Gufa. Amar Shmuel. Aim Abrina Tashana Biyom Shloshim Shaladar Ho'il Ver Oil Kavoni San. Okay, this is what we talked about Shmuel before, that you can't do it on the 30th. Now the question is going to be, Ibru Hamai, what if you did anyway? Amar Ula, Aim Kachina Tachodesh. You can't, if you're Ma'aber the Shana on the 30th, then you can't turn that day into the first of Adar Sheni, because you already, in that sense, you're basically saying, Ho'il Ver Oil Kavoni San, you're saying, well, it's not. It was still Adar Rishon. We don't want to say, oh, well, on that exact same day, because then you really, it's much stronger to say, Ho'il Ver Oil Kavoni Nisan. It could have been Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But what if kids show anyway? My. So what happens now? Let's say you turned it into the, you make an extra month, you turn that day into Rosh Chodesh Adar, and you really weren't supposed to, so now what? Amarava, Batel Ibur. You have to cancel the whole Ibur. Okay? Goes back. Rav Nachman Amar, Meubar Umekudash. Everything works. You did it. But the Eved, it works. Amar Le Rav Le Rav Nachman, Michtei. So now he asks a strange question, because this really should be a question in general. It shouldn't really affect just that one day. But now what does he say? Michtei Mipuria Lepischa Taltin Yom HaHafu. There's 30 days from Purim to Pesach. Umipuria Darshinam Bilchot HaPesach. Titania, right? What do we know? 30 days before, right? Sholim Bilchot HaPesach Kodam LaPesach Shloshim Yom. Rashbag omer shesh shabbatot. Rashbag says 2 weeks, which maybe would be a smarter plan based on this question. But if you start already on Purim, planning for Pesach, and you're ma'aber shana after Purim, what's going to happen? V'chimate resh yarcha marchikin lei. By the time you get to, if you add another month, you know, by the time they get to Pesach, it's going to be a month and a half later, atiz lezuzule b'chametz. They're going to think that since they start learning for Pesach, the Pesach is really in the middle of Adar Sheni. And they're going to want to keep Pesach then, and by the time they get to Nisan, who's going to remember anymore? You know, okay, this is a strange thing, strange question. Anyway, Amar Leh, Mei Deyadiyah Deshata Ma'abrata, everybody knows when it's a Shana Mu'uberet, the B'chushban Atalia Milta, that it's based on the Cheshbon of where the year is coming out. Amre Chushban Ahu De Lo Salik Lehu L'Rabana Nad Hashta. People are going to know, and they're not going to forget. They're not going to say, oh, we didn't realize that we're going to be Mezalzel B'Pesach. No. They'll understand that we started learning, but now we realize it's pushed off another month, and they'll push it off. It's not a concern. Okay. Okay, now take a deep breath. We have another 10 minutes. We'll see. Maybe we'll go a drop longer just to get through a bit more of the Shabbat. Now we get into all sorts of things about numbers and seasons and dates and exactly certain things about the calculations. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Aim Abrina Tashana Elim Kenaitat Kufa Chasera Rubasho Chodesh. Okay, what does this mean? This means, interestingly, you would think they'd talk about Nisan, but they're actually talking about already Rosh Hashanah. Okay, when you're in Tishrei, if the Tkufa is Chasera Rubasho Chodesh, which means what? It means that if you get to the 16th of Nisan, I'm sorry, the 16th of Tishrei, meaning the second day, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, of Sukkot, and you're still, you haven't had the equinox. In other words, the equinox is going to be the next day. Okay? So, imaita tkufa chasera rubasho chodesh. That means that the tkufa doesn't cover most of the month of Tishrei. Bekama rubasho chodesh. How many days is this? So again, we're going to see there's a machloket. So, shisha asar divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It has to be, right, if you have the 16th of Tishrei, it still comes out in the summer, okay? And it's honor if the equinox is on the 16th of Tishrei, or before the 16th of Tishrei. Basically, instead of calling it equinox, we'll just say the fall starts, the autumn season starts on, right, which is, I think, the 22nd of September, right? It's usually the 22nd. Mm-hmm. So if, what, the 21st. Okay, so the 21st of September.
But did they have a calendar then?
No, but they knew when the equinox was. In other words, they saw the star, you know, they, I don't know, they had telescopes, but they knew what was, you know, they knew the seasons. Because also, remember, everything was agricultural, very much based on, you know, they had ways of figuring that out. So if the equinox was on the 16th or earlier, you were okay. If it was later than that, then you had to add another month. Okay? If autumn started, sorry, did I say it right? As long as
as long as it started before the 15th.
Right, as long as it started. All right, autumn had to start by the 16th in order to say Noi Bor Shana. And if it didn't, then you had to be Ma'aber Shana. Okay, am I saying it right? I feel like I keep getting confused by this. Right, I'm saying it backwards. I don't know why I'm having trouble organizing this in my head. But, right, it has to be basically Sukkot has to be in autumn, in fall. If it doesn't happen, right, if it's going to be that you get to the 16th, okay, according to him it's the 16th, right, is not fall yet, it's still summer, let's put it that way. If it's still summer...
It's before September 21st.
Right, right. If the 16th of Tishrei is before September 21st, then you have to add another month. Rabbi Yossi Omer Echad Ve'Esrim Yom, which is what? 21 days, which is the last day of Sukkot. It's not the first day of Chol HaMoed that's important, it's the last day of Sukkot that's important. Ushnei Mikra Chad Darshu. Both of them darshed it from the same Pasuk. Chag Asif Tkufat HaShana. What do you see here? Chag Asif is Tkufat HaShana, which means it's the new Tkufa. So now, Mar Savar Kule Chag Be'ina B'Tkufa Chadasha. One said the whole of Chag. Now, the whole of Chag, you have to remember, doesn't mean, for whatever reason, the first day of Chag. It means all the days of Chol HaMoed. Okay? And on. Have to be. Okay, so starting from Chol HaMoed, it needs to be B'Tkufa Chadasha. Umar Savar Mikzat Chag Be'ina B'Tkufa Chadasha. As long as the last day is in the fall, that's sufficient. My Kasavre. So now, wait a minute. I Kasavre Yom Tkufa Gomer B'Lav HaChinami. Lo. If you say that the day the equinox happens is still, in other words, September 21st, is September 21st the last day of summer, or is it the first day of fall? Okay? So if you say that Yom Tkufa is the end of summer, then B'Lav HaChinami lo, it should work according to either of these shitot. Because Lamanda Amar Kule Chag Ika, right? Lo Lamanda Amar Kule Chag Ika, the Lo Lamanda Amar Mitzah Chag Ika. It shouldn't work for either shita, because if you say that the equinox has to happen by the 16th, well then the 16th is going to be summer still, right? If the equinox happens on the 16th, then and Yom Tkufa ends summer, then the 16th is still summer, in which case you don't have all the days of Chol HaMoed being in the fall. And if you say the 21st, and you say Yom Tkufa is Gomer, then you'd have to say what? That again, if the equinox happens on the 21st, then again, you're going to have Sukkot is entirely in the summer, and only the day after starts fall. That wouldn't work either. So, Ella, Kasavre, you have to say that both of them hold Yom Tkufa Matchil. Okay? Both of them must hold. Okay, now who are we talking about? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Keep this in mind. Okay? Both of them hold that the Yom Tkufa ends the season. Okay? I'm sorry. Yom Tkufa Matchil. The equinox is the first day of fall. Okay? Meitive. Now we have a question on this. Okay, we're going to have many shitot. Okay, no, not yet. Yom Tkufa Gomer, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yom Tkufa Matchil. But Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda don't have a machloket about this. So Rabbi Yossi's shita is okay. But Rabbi Yehuda's shita doesn't make sense according to this. And furthermore, Va'od Tanya, there's another braita, which is going to create a problem to Rabbi Yehuda. Aim Abrinat Hashana, Elam Ken. Okay, in order, we're going to have a long braita, and then they're going to go into different parts of the braita. But the basic thing we're going to bring, first the braita, then we're going to say, Rabbi Yehuda, this is contradiction to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara is going to say, Kasha, you're right, it's contradiction. Then they're going to go into all the different shitot and what's the difference between them. Okay, this is also a Tosefta, just like the last one we saw earlier. Well, both of them are in Perek Bet. Aim Abrinat Hashana, Elam Ken Atat Kufa Chaseira Rubo Shachodesh. Become a Rubo Shachodesh, Shishasar. Okay, this is Tanakama now. Okay, it's 16. Which is not what Rabbi Yehuda said. Right, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. But here, it's Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shtei Yadot Bechodesh. Okay, two Yadot in the month. Become a Shtei Yadot Bechodesh. What does it mean? It means two-thirds of the month. And how much is that? Esrim Yom. Okay, so here you have Rabbi Yehuda contradicts himself. He said 16 by us. He says 20 here. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mechashvin Shisha Sar Lifnei Pesach, Ma'abrin. He now says, switch from Tishrei to Nisan. It's not Tishrei where we figure it out. We have to calculate 16 before Pesach. And then we do Ma'abrin. Okay, so again, Pesach has to be, right, before, when the spring starts, right? But the 16th, it has to start spring. Shisha Sar Lifnei Chag, Eim Ma'abrin. Okay, 16 before Pesach, though, before Sukkot, We don't do Ibor Shana. If the equinox, right? If, in other words, we get to the 16th and it's still summer, we don't. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af 16 lefnei Chag Ma'abrin. Okay, he disagrees. He says even 16 Ma'abrin, which obviously we're going to have a problem. Isn't that what Tanna Kama said? Okay. Acherim Omrim Mi'uto. He says it's not Rubo Shel Chodesh, which was 16. It's Mi'uto. How much would that be? Kama Mi'uto Arba'az Sar Yom. Okay, that's 14. So the Gemara ends and says Kasha. Okay, so there we have a problem. Rabbi Yehuda said 16, and here Rabbi Yehuda says 20. And we have the other problem with Rabbi Yehuda about whether it's the end of the season or the beginning of the season. Okay. Now we got to go into each section of this Braita. Amar Mar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shtei Adot B'Chodesh 20 Yom. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mechashvin 16 Lefnei HaPesach Ma'abrin. So now they say, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda. That's exactly Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Now, how do you get that that's exactly Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? Because if you do the calculation and the equinox happens on the 16th of Pesach, right, if you figure out Ad Shisha Asar Yom Lefnei Pesach, that's going to come out to 20 days before, right, in the Tishrei. In other words, they basically say, I didn't do the calculation. I don't know how to do the calculation. But they basically say that's the same thing. It's like saying the same thing. So what do they say? Yom Tkufa Gomer v'Yom Tkufa Matzchil Ika Benayu. The difference between them is that one day, whether we count it as part of the Tkufa, right, whether we count the Tkufa as the first day or the last day. In other words, they say they're off by a day. Amar Mar, Shisha Asar Lefnei HaChag Ein Ma'abrin. Ela L'Rabbi Yossi, Shisha Asar Lefnei HaChag Hu D'Lo. Okay, so now, sorry. Right, he says, Shisha Asar Lefnei HaChag Ein Ma'abrin, according to Rabbi Shimon. But Ela L'Rabbi Yossi, Shisha Asar Lefnei HaChag Hu D'Lo. Rabbi Yossi says, if it's 16 before Sukkot, then we don't. But what does it sound like? HaShivsar V'Timnesar Ma'abrin. You would do it if it's the 17th or the 18th. V'ha'amar, Shisha Asar Lefnei HaPesach, Shisha Asar Lefnei HaPesach Im, B'tzir Lo. One second, I lost the track of, lost train of thought here for a second. This part is saying, let's go back to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, okay, sorry, go back. We're in Rabbi Yossi, right? What does he say? Sorry, I read this wrong. Shisha Asar Lefnei HaChag Ein Ma'abrin, right? He said we do it before Pesach, but not Shisha Asar Lefnei HaChag. So now what do they say? Ah, right, now I remember this. According to Rabbi Yossi, according to this, what would happen? Shisha Asar Lefnei HaChag Ein Ma'abrin, right? That's what he's saying. He's saying 16 before Pesach, yes, but 16 before Chag, no. But according to what we said, what did we say? 16 before Pesach is like 20 before Chag. So what about 17, 18, 19, right? Okay? So Shivsar V'tim Nisar Ma'abrin. V'ha Mar Shishar Sof Ne'a Pesach In. Right? Ein. In, yes, but B'tzir Lo. Right? He said 16 before Pesach, right? But not 16 before Chag, but it sounds like, but if it was 17 or 18 or 19 before Chag, you would be able to do Ibor. But when you say 16 before Pesach, that means 20 before Sukkot. So therefore, his dates don't match up. So they give a very easy answer, which is, I did Idi B'Idi'e Ma'abrin, also on the 17th and the 18th, you wouldn't be Ma'aber, and the 19th. But I did Tana Resha Shisha Sadafnei Pesach, it's just literary. Right, it's a literal device. Tananami Shisha Asar Lefnei HaChag. In other words, since he said 16 before Pesach and not 16 before Chag, he was just trying to tell you, right, don't do the calculation relating to Sukkot, do it relating to Pesach. That's all. And it doesn't mean the 17th and the 18th also you wouldn't be able to do the Ibor, like, because he fits with Rabbi Yehuda, we said. And again, they're off by a day, but he fits basically with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer Af Shisha Asar Lefnei HaChag Ma'abrin. So now we get to Rabbi Shimon said even the 16th. Hainu Tanakama, that's the exact same thing as Tanakama. So again, Ika Benayu, Yom Tkufa Matchil, Yom Tkufa Gomer. Okay, that's exactly the difference between them. Okay, I'm going to go just a little further because I'd rather finish this. We have a little bit more to the two dots. Veloma Saime, and we don't know who says what. Okay, in other words, one says Yom Tkufa Gomer and one says Yom Tkufa Matchil. We don't know which one. Acherim Omrim, the later Shita, Miuto, Vakama Miuto, Arba Asar, Yom. Right, so now, my kasavre, ikasavre yom tkufa gomer, vikule chag bi'inan, why does he say 14? because maybe he means that the 14th will be the equinox. That will be the last day of summer. The first day of fall will start on the 15th, because he thinks, different than all the other Shitot, that all of Sukkot has to be in the new season, right? In other words, they're saying, they're questioning it. If he holds that Yom HaTkufa finishes it, and you need all of the Chag, so you have it. So Amar Rav Shmuel, and you have it even before, right, if you'd say, this Gemara was quite complicated. If you'd say it's the 14th, right? So then, we're not up to that yet. Still, you'd have all of Chol HaMoed. In other words, you could have had it on the 15th, and you'd still have all of Chol HaMoed in it, because we're still on thinking, all you need is Chol HaMoed. You don't need the first day. I was kind of giving the answer right. He's saying, all you need is Chol HaMoed, so that should be, in other words, you don't need the 14th. It could even be the 15th. That's what they're saying. Even if the 15th is the end, at least the 16th, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, will start the whole new series, and that should work. So, Amar of Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Acherim B'tkufat Nisan Kaimeh. He wasn't talking about, when they say 14, Ribo Shachodesh, he was talking about Nisan, not about Tishrei. And why is Nisan different? Dichtiv Shamor et Chodesh Ha'aviv. Shamor Aviv Shel Tkufa Sheyehei B'Chodesh Nisan. Okay, meaning the Chodesh of Nisan has to be more Aviv than, the majority of it has to be Aviv. Because it says Shamor et Chodesh Ha'aviv. So now they say, well, if you need the majority, so why don't you just do very simply, and maybe some of them even say you want the Korban Pesach and your Dalet to be in the new season. Liabre la Adar, it's just one day difference. So why don't you just add one extra day of Adar? And it's, why do you need to add a whole extra month if it's just off by a day? Add one day and finish with it. Make Adar 30 days instead of 29, and you've resolved your issue. So Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Tana Mila Malal Klamata Kachashiv. Now we're going to explain Acherim in a totally different way. V'hachi Kamar, he's going... The miuto, ba'ad miuto ma'abrim, v'kama miuto, arba'a sar yom. Okay, he's saying now that miuto means don't have, really means the 15th, okay? Not the 14th. It means don't have 14 days that aren't Aviv, okay? In which case, it's the 15th, in which case, one extra day won't help you. You need 2 days, in which case you wouldn't be able to do it. Okay, that's his answer. And Ravina Amar...
So yeah. Adar has to always... Adar or Pesach?
No, Pesach has to have at least, you know, not 14 days of... More than 14 days of spring.
Before.
Okay? Right. Well, the end of it has to have more than 14 days of spring. Okay? Ravina Amar le'olam acherim b'tishrei kaimei. Really, they're talking about Tishrei, and this is what I said before by accident. He really was talking about Tishrei, and what he meant is you need to have all of Sukkot, meaning the 15th, right? He would say Yom Tkufa is Gomer, so the 14th can be the equinox, and the 15th will be Pesach, will be Sukkot, will be fall, and then that's okay. You don't need to do Ibor. But if the equinox happens on the 15th, then already you have to do the Ibor Shana. Okay. There's still a little bit more left. Yom Tov Rishon, could you really say that Yom Tov Rishon has to be in the new Tkufa? Chag Asif Ktiv, okay, which Chag Asif means you gather the Tfuah, and this explains why from the beginning they all thought it was Chol HaMoed, because Chag Asif to Tkufat HaShana, meaning when you can gather, you can't gather on Yom Tov. So what do they mean? No, obviously, how do you ever think Chag Asif meant? Chag HaBab is Man Asifa. In other words, it's the Chag that comes during the harvest season. So it has to be the harvest season, which is autumn, which then would explain why, according to him, the first day of Chag even has to be within the new season. Okay, Shabbat Shalom.